Hello and welcome to this GCSE English Language Study podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most crucial skills for your OCR exams, spelling and punctuation. Now I know what you're thinking. It's just commas and full stops. How hard can it be? But here's the thing. Punctuation isn't just about following rules. It's about controlling your reader's experience, creating effects, and most importantly, securing those vital AO6 marks that make the difference between a level 3 and a level 5 response. In this episode, we're going to explore how punctuation functions as a dual-purpose tool in your exam. You'll use it to demonstrate technical accuracy in your writing tasks, and you'll analyze how professional writers use it to create specific effects in reading tasks. By the end of our 10 minutes together, you'll understand exactly how to deploy punctuation strategically to maximize your marks. Let's dive in. Let's start with the fundamentals. In OCR GCSE English Language, punctuation is assessed under Assessment Objective 6, which accounts for 20% of your total marks. That's 1/5 of your grade riding on your ability to use punctuation accurately and ambitiously. Examiners are looking for two things: secure sentence, demarcation, and a wide range of punctuation used with high accuracy. First, let's talk about sentence demarcation. This means clearly marking where sentences begin and end. Every sentence must start with a capital letter and end with a full stop, question mark, or exclamation mark. Sounds simple, right? But here's where candidates lose marks: comma splices. A comma splice happens when you try to join two independent clauses with just a comma. For example, he studied hard, he passed the exam. That's incorrect. Those are two complete sentences, and a comma alone cannot join them. You need either a full stop to separate them, or a semicolon to link them, or a conjunction like and or so after the comma. Let me give you the punctuation hierarchy. Think of it as a strength scale. The full stop is your strongest break. It completely separates two ideas. The semicolon is next. It links two independent clauses that are closely related in meaning. Then comes the colon, which introduces lists, explanations, or elaborations. The comma is your weakest pause. It separates items in a list, clauses within a sentence, or adds extra information, but it can never join two complete sentences on its own. Now, let's talk about ambitious punctuation. To reach level 4 or level 5 in your writing tasks, you need to go beyond basic full stops and commas. Examiners want to see semicolons, colons, dashes, and parentheses used correctly. Here's a strategic tip. In your first paragraph of any writing task, deliberately include one semicolon and one colon. This immediately signals to the examiner that you're operating at a higher level. Let's look at how each works. A semicolon links two independent clauses that could stand alone as sentences, but are closely connected in meaning. For example, the exam was challenging. Every question required careful thought. Notice how both parts could be separate sentences, but the semicolon shows their related ideas. A colon introduces something, a list, an explanation, or an elaboration. For example, success requires three things: dedication, practice, and resilience. The colon signals that what follows will explain or expand on what came before. Dashes create emphasis or interruption. They're more dramatic than commas. For example, she had one goal to achieve a grade 9. Dashes draw attention and create a pause that builds anticipation. Parentheses add extra information that could be removed without changing the main meaning. For example, the exam, which lasted 2 hours, tested all their skills. Parentheses are like whispering an aside to your reader. Here's something crucial. Punctuation isn't just functional, it's rhetorical. In your reading analysis tasks, you need to identify how writers use punctuation to create effects. Short sentences with full stops create tension and pace. Ellipses create suspense or suggest something is left unsaid. Dashes create dramatic pauses. When you're analyzing a text, don't just say, "The writer uses a short sentence." Say, "The writer uses a short declarative sentence to create a sense of finality and emphasize the character's isolation." Now let's talk strategy. You have limited time in the exam, so here's how to maximize your punctuation marks. First, always save the final 5 minutes of your writing task for proofreading. Don't check your whole essay. Focus specifically on sentence demarcation. Read each sentence aloud in your head and ask, "Is this a complete sentence? Have I joined two sentences incorrectly with just a comma?" Second, avoid exclamation mark overload. One exclamation mark in an entire piece of transactional writing is plenty. More than that, and you sound melodramatic rather than emphatic. Examiners see this all the time and it caps your mark. Third, apostrophes. There are only two uses, possession and contraction. For possession, if it's singular, add apostrophe s, the student's book. If it's plural, ending in s, add just the apostrophe, the student's books. For contraction, the apostrophe shows missing letters. Do not becomes don't. Never, ever use an apostrophe to make a plural. Apples for sale is wrong. It should be apples for sale. Fourth, speech punctuation. Every time someone speaks, you need opening speech marks, capital letter to start, punctuation inside the closing speech marks, and a new line for each new speaker. For example, "I'm ready," she said. Notice the comma inside the speech marks. The biggest mistake candidates make? Writing without planning and then running out of time to proofread. This means silly errors that cost you marks. Even if your vocabulary is sophisticated and your ideas are brilliant, if your sentences aren't properly demarcated, you're capped at level 2 for technical accuracy. Let's test your knowledge. I'll give you 5 seconds after each question. Question 1. What punctuation mark links two independent clauses that are closely related? The answer is semicolon. Question 2. What's the error called when you join two sentences with just a comma? The answer is comma splice. Question 3. What do parentheses do? The answer is add extra information that could be removed without changing the main meaning. Question 4. Where does the punctuation go in speech inside or outside the closing speech marks? The answer is inside. Question 5. Name 3 pieces of ambitious punctuation that signal level 4 or 5 writing. The answer is semicolons, colons, dashes, or parentheses. Brilliant. Let's recap. Punctuation is worth 20% of your marks through AO6. To access the higher levels, you need secure sentence demarcation. That means no comma splices and a wide range of punctuation used accurately. Deploy semicolons, colons, dashes, and parentheses deliberately to signal sophistication. Always save 5 minutes to proofread specifically for sentence boundaries. And remember, punctuation isn't just functional, it's rhetorical. Writers use it to control pace, create emphasis, and guide reader response. You've got this! Punctuation is one of the most controllable aspects of your exam performance. Unlike vocabulary, which takes years to develop, you can master punctuation rules in weeks with focused practice. So grab some past papers, practice integrating ambitious punctuation into your writing, and analyze how professional writers use it in reading texts. Good luck with your revision, and remember, every semicolon is an opportunity to show the examiner you're operating at the highest level.